Michigan restaurants are entering their third week of takeout service only. Many restaurants have closed, at least until the end of Michigan's stay-home order. Paul Wisen is the owner of the White House Restaurant in Clare. He says the usually packed restaurant has seen a dramatic decline in sales.
On a good day, I'm doing about 50% of what I would normally do, and on a bad day, about a third.
Wisen says low sales have led to shifting his entire staff to part-time. The diner used to be open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Now, it's open 8 to 8. National and state partnerships have stepped in to help small businesses. They've opened up millions in loans for business owners. But Wisen says it's not as easy as filling out an online application.
You have to be able to show a profit loss margin for the last 3 years and have a loss deficit statement from last year to submit with all the paperwork, as well as proof that you've already gone to the bank that you do your business with and been declined for a line of credit through them to even be able to apply for the grant.
In normal times, Wisen says that a visit to the bank or to his business's accountant to obtain documentation would be easy. During coronavirus shutdowns, not so much. The bank is on lockdown and his accountant is almost an hour away.
I almost have to go there to get this documentation, to be able to upload it, to prove all these things that they want me to prove. And, oh yeah, the deadline to apply for that is Wednesday, April 1st. So I just don't know if it's even realistically going to be able to happen for me.
Mom and pop shops aren't the only businesses feeling the sting. Melissa Hamilton is the general manager at a Wendy's in Mount Pleasant.
I normally run 7 to 8 people on a shift, meaning breakfast, lunch, dinner. We are now down to 2 all day. So that means I've got 2 people on the clock for breakfast, 2 for lunch, and 2 for dinner.
Hamilton says the only employees at the store are those who need to work a minimum number of hours to keep their insurance. The rest have filed for unemployment. She says any customers who do stop by the drive-thru are, for the most part, understanding of the circumstances. Workers have to prepare everything to order so food doesn't go to waste.
Our guests have been phenomenal. Some of them come through and say, I just sanitized my credit card and they hand it to me. And it's phenomenal that people are taking that kind of, I guess, caring for us too.
Paul Wisend also says the amount of community support he's received is incredible. One customer bought gift cards for the business to give away to veterans or families in need. He says he's tried to return the favor to the community.
I picked up some groceries and delivered them as well. I'm available to do that. I figure if I have to be out every day coming and going from here, I might as well try to take advantage of the trips if somebody else needs something and they can't leave their house.
Wisend and Hamilton say regardless of how long the outbreak lasts, they will try to keep their businesses open. They're working now to outlast the virus. Steve Keen, WCMU News.